The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Boom, 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 boom.
Good morning.
Hiya there.
How are ya?
I'm doing okay.
Good. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 for your listening pleasure. As you know, it's WTBR 89.7 because you are there. And my sister in North Carolina is going to start listening to our show.
Oh, good.
On the website. Yeah, the podcast.
We can destroy another.
Yeah. Hi, honey. So I got a sister here listening and a sister there listening and friends listening and
Keep it in the family.
And our huge, huge fan, Mary, we can't replace.
Hi, Mary.
She's in touch all the time. She is just amazing. And we're going to have her on our show another time.
Yes, we will. Yes,
and remember, if you'd like to be a guest on our show, you can email us
at stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And let us know.
Anybody listened before to the boys that were on the show, that was hysterical.
That was Billy and Chuck from Not
Your Cup of Tea. Or Not My Cup of Tea.
Not Your
like
Normal
that.
Cup of Tea. Your regular. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
But they have a show also, and their show is on Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Yep.
Their show is live.
Yep.
And I have to admit, I have not listened to their show, but them here was absolutely a joy.
It almost got out of control.
It was crazy, and it was funny, and they obeyed the rules.
They did. They were gentlemen.
Kudos to them.
Yep.
But they are two funny guys. Listen to their show.
We'll have them back someday.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Are you ready for me?
I am.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its hosts, guests, or sponsors, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, sponsors, or producers.
Was that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir?
That was actually a space mutant.
A space mutant?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
The mute was a slip in the grammar there, so you can forget about that.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a space mutant.
A space mutant.
Yes.
Sounded like a choir to me.
Okay.
Okay. So, what's going on in your life before we start? In your beautiful blue, is that a snowflake sweater? No. Those are flowers.
No, it's just kind of, yeah.
That is so pretty. I wish people could see that.
Thank you.
And actually, I'm wearing blue, but our blues don't go together.
No, they don't.
No, they don't match. That's why we are on the other side of the room. Yes. Yes.
No, everything for me is going normally.
What is the definition of normal? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the medication is working.
Yeah. Thank God for medication. You know, I once heard a lady speak. It was at a big Christian event. And, you know, there are some people that have the opinion that, you know, you don't take medication. You don't take medication.
Right,
This lady who was hysterical, she was probably in her 70s, late 70s. Short woman, really funky the way she dressed. And she had little round black glasses on, real pistol. And she was talking about her testimony, and part of her testimony said she had gone through a lot of depression and anxiety and all. And she said it went on for a long time, and she explained some details, and she looked at all of us, and she said, ladies, This is what I say. If you need it, take the pill. Not the birth control pill.
Oh, okay.
Take
okay.
the pill.
Well,
the anxiety,
she was right.
depression, you know, if
it's
if
not
you,
worth it.
So that opened my eyes to say, you know what? If you need to get over something like that.
Or get
you know,
through it. Yeah.
Go to your doctor and see how you can get through it for
exactly.
a while.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're not advocating everybody go out and take pills.
Or drugs.
Just correct. I mean, not all of them at the same time. We're just saying, you know. Right? We're just saying, you know.
There goes one now.
Oh.
Okay.
So I have to say, I just want to say, and I know we aren't supposed to talk about holidays, but I have to say that my friend Bev knitted / crocheted two blankets for my sister and I, and I'm telling you, they are beautiful. Aww. If you would like a blanket, email us
at Lynn Anderson Arsenault.
Yeah, the orders are going to pour in.
No, thank you.
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, honey.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I have three true or false.
Alrighty.
What do you have?
I have quote of the day.
Go ahead.
All right, quote of the day. I actually have three I'm going to share.
Okay.
This is from, we did this one already. We did this one, the boys were here. Okay. This is from Anthony Eden.
Uh-huh.
And he says, long experience has taught me that to be criticized is not always to be wrong.
Yeah.
Pop, put that one in your little drawer in your head.
It makes sense. It
yes.
makes sense.
Just because you're criticized doesn't mean you're wrong.
Right. Well, wrong.
Wrong.
Yes.
The other one is Confucius. If you are the smartest person in the room, then you are in the wrong room.
Well, I don't get that.
So I didn't get that at first either. And then I kind of thought maybe he's talking about someone who's pretty much in love with themselves and feels like they're the smartest person in the room. And they're really, they've got to swallow some pride and they got to get out. Then I thought, is he saying, well, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're not with your people.
Ooh.
Which kind of is.
That's bad.
Yeah, that stings. So. I know that we have some listeners here.
Oh, do we ever?
Really? Mary, Patty, Maria, who can think about this question.
Help.
And say, hey, this is how I interpret this.
Please do.
Yeah.
We'd love to
hear
that.
And then the other one is Will Rogers. Remember him?
I do.
Everything is changing. People are taking their comedians seriously and the politicians as a joke.
Oh, my word.
Way
do you know
back
how true
when.
That is?
Way back when. And then Edgar Allan Poe said, to die laughing must be the most glorious of all glorious deaths.
I'm sure it's pleasant and everything, but I could think of something else.
You don't want to die laughing?
I'd rather die somewhere else.
I'd rather die asleep.
That's one of them. Yeah.
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 What's number two?
You don't want me to say.
Oh, my gosh!
She got it at the very last second. My goodness.
You are such a hoop. Oh, my God.
What is that?
What?
Okay.
Oh, see, my eyes water so much I can't see. Okay.
Three true or false.
Yes.
Two of them are true and one is not.
Okay.
Number one, all planets in our solar system orbit the sun in a circular path. Number two, the fingerprints of a koala are virtually indistinguishable from those of a human. And number three, a male kangaroo is called a boomer.
So, what was the first one again?
All planets in our solar system orbit the sun in a circular path.
Hmm. Okay. One is true?
Mm-hmm. No, two are true.
One is false.
One is false and two are true.
All righty then, onward we go with our show.
Yay!
When the boys were here, isn't that funny we called them the boys? When Billy and Chuck were here, I had some things to talk about, and I never got to a lot of it because we just ran rampant.
Yep.
And it worked so well.
It did.
It clicked.
Yeah.
I actually miss them.
Did you hear that, guys?
Oh my gosh, they were so good. I'm trying to see what it was that I was trying to share. And I can't, this is HuffPost. Okay, so. When you go over to someone's house,
uh-huh.
This was things that you shouldn't do. So this whole thing started.
Don't plug your nose.
This whole thing started. It says the isolation of the pandemic gave many of us a newfound appreciation for simple forms of socialization, like getting together at one another's homes.
Uh-huh.
We thought so. This is etiquette for going to house parties, potluck dinners, casual gatherings. So HuffPost asked etiquette experts.
What not to do.
Some common rude behaviors that happen when you visit someone else's home.
Okay.
One of the things is touching and moving things.
How dare you?
When someone says, make yourself at home, they usually do not mean this literally, said mm-hmm. Jody R.R. Smith. She's president of Manners Smith Etiquette Consulting.
So these
you
are
should
real things.
Keep your feet off the furniture. And unless this is a close friend, you should not be opening the refrigerator without being asked to do so.
Even if the close friend did that, I think I'd be a little.
Yeah, there's a little intrusion. There's a little intrusive.
This is my safety place.
Now, if they said, hey, is it okay if I get some creamer?
Say, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Right. But it's
wow.
Yeah, interesting.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, don't touch, don't move.
Well, I have something that is one of my most favorite things in the world. Words.
Yes.
Different words.
Yes.
And it's words you may not ever have heard of. Like Terpsichorean.
I get to guess?
Yeah.
Terpsichorean. Ian. Terpsichorean.
You want to hear it in a sentence?
Yes.
He loved attending the Terpsichorean Society's annual dances. Didn't help, did it?
It's a group of people that are ballerinas.
Maybe not specifically, but it is related to dancing. It's a group of people who like to dance.
That's the definition of that word?
That's the definition.
You're a Episcopalian if you like to dance?
Terpsichorean.
Oh, Piscorean. So my friends, Kathy and John, are Terpsichoreans.
No. Ter.
Why don't they just say people who like to dance?
That would be too easy.
Why do we have these words that people create that mean something when you can just say, I like to dance. We're dancers.
You're a Terpsichoreanist.
You're a Terpsichoreanist. It's even hard to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you go to someone's house, keep your Terpsichore at home. If you go to somebody's house, do not expect a tour. I remember long, long ago when that was the thing. My mother would have company, and we didn't have a fancy house or anything, but if it was their first time,
uh-huh.
she'd take them on a tour of the house.
Yeah, I remember those.
And this says, Don't demand a tour of someone's house. First of all, how do you demand a tour of someone's
house? Oh, what a beautiful place. Can I see what the other part looks like?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah, no.
It says here...
Everything else that you don't want people to see are in those rooms.
Oh, I know, absolutely. That's why the doors are closed. It says, if you're invited by your host, that's fine.
Yep.
Many people are happy to lead a little tour of their space. That could mean the kitchen, dining room, living room, period. Mm-hmm. Maybe the bathroom when they invite people over.
Oh, but definitely the bathroom.
Yes. But it isn't true of everyone at all times. If your host doesn't offer a tour, don't take it upon yourself to give yourself one either.
Right.
Don't take a tour of the house unless you are encouraged by the host to wander around.
That's so invasive.
It is invasive. I'll tell you a quick story. As a realtor, I go through houses all the time, and I'm constantly opening closets and doors and spaces.
But that's your job.
It's my job. So I went to visit this young girl who got a new condo one day, and I walked in, and she said, oh, would you like to see the condo? And I said, sure, of course. So we're walking through, and what did I start to do? Open closets, open the hallway linen closet.
She knew you were a realtor,
yes,
right?
Yes, and we both started to crack up because we both knew, and I apologized all over the place. I am so sorry. It's so...
common, yeah.
It's woven into me.
It has to be.
I look behind a curtain to see if the window's okay. No, you just... How do you stop that? I look in the shower curtain, look at the bathtub.
I don't know. How would you stop that?
You have to
tie your hands behind your back.
Yeah, you have to remind yourself, whoa, wait a second.
Okay. Extrospection.
This is fun. This is like the Reader's Digest word.
And these actually come from two different websites that are like sister websites. It's called wordsmarts.com and wordgenius.com. So, extrospection.
It has to do with you're looking inside or outside. You're looking extra.
You're close.
Extrospection.
Very good. Looking outward of or from the mind.
Whoa.
The observation of things external to one's own mind as opposed to introspection.
Aha. I'll bet our listeners
ding,
got
ding,
that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. All right. Overstaying your welcome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, yes. I think that's number one on my list. People talking on the telephone, too.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Know when it's time to leave. The number one complaint we hear from hosts is about guests overstaying their welcome.
Yeah.
You might still be enjoying your nightcap or get the sense everyone is having a great time chatting, but pay attention to the host's body language and suggest that those who want to continue hanging out relocate somewhere else. If your host has, now I'm adding some things to this.
Okay.
Started yawning. Stood up and began to clean the stuff in the kitchen.
That's a good sign.
And this says they put on their pajamas. It's probably a really good sign. It's time to go home. Or if they say things like, wow, this has been a great night. It's a sign.
Or if you keep looking at the clock.
Yeah.
That
would say,
be me.
Oh, man. I got to get up early tomorrow morning.
My
Those
son
are
is
signs.
Like that. I can't get rid of him.
Oh.
He wants to talk forever.
Oh.
I love him dearly, but he just wants to talk and talk.
I wonder where he gets that.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Have you ever been somewhere where you felt like you were overstaying your welcome?
I would say probably,
Me
but
too.
I would give an estimate of about an hour.
Yeah.
Or an hour and a half at the most time before you just say, oh, okay, thanks, and I'll see you.
Time, t- time to go.
Yeah.
You have to watch for the signs. Yes, yes,
people got things to do.
Yes. Usually when my sister or other friends have been at my house, there's been times when I'll just say, okay, get out. Everybody out. Everybody get out.
And do they?
They do. They know. They laugh. They love me.
Okay.
I think.
They come back.
Get out. Everybody out. They do come back.
So there you go.
Yeah.
What you got?
You have another word?
Oh. I'm not sure how to pronounce this.
Spell it.
Matronymic. Matronymic.
Metronomic? Metronomic?
That sounds better.
Metronomic. Sentence, please.
Matronymic.
Matronymic.
She used her last matronymic last name instead of her married one.
Her last what is it? Read it again.
She used her matronymic last name instead of her married one.
So she used her maiden name.
Maybe. Denoting or relating to a name derived from the name of a mother or female ancestor.
Oh, that's interesting.
And I'm not quite how you handle that.
So it would be like my ancestor's name was Angelina Morcello. So I would combine those maybe or use a portion of Morcello?
Could be. Morcello. See, yours is Morcello. Mine is Shigelski.
So you're Shigelski.
Yeah.
Polish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Morcello, Italian.
Yeah.
What if I wanted Morcello Pogorski? What if I wanted Morcelloski? Is this what matrimoniac is?
What have we started?
Okay.
Where are we going?
That's an interesting word. I'd never use it or spell it or
no.
Write it.
That's
ever.
Probably the last time I'd say that.
Yeah, that's it. You've made history here.
Ta-da!
Hey, hiding a mess. Unfortunately, things happen when you're in another person's home.
You mean you make the mess in somebody else's home? Oh.
You might accidentally spill red wine on the carpet or knock over a lamp and break it. And you ignore it.
Well, that's rather rowdy.
And you try to hide the damage somehow. If you break something, or even just finish the roll of toilet paper, hopefully the person before you didn't finish the roll of toilet paper.
Right.
And now you're left there wondering.
It'd be nice to tell the
hostess. What do I do? It's best to tell your host as quickly as possible that you've had an event.
Have you ever gone into something like McDonald's or somewhere when they didn't have any and come out?
Yep.
Yell at the people at the worker, hey, I need some toilet paper.
No, have you?
No.
That is that's happened to, I'm sure, every person out there. Where you're in an airport or
at least once.
And you have to be brave if there's somebody sitting in the stall next to you and ask them to pass toilet paper.
Uh-huh.
Or you have to sit there for a long time.
And wait until it dries.
Or search your purse. Maybe you have an old tissue that you used.
I put tissues in my purse. Just,
there you go.
Just
you
for
have
that
new
reason.
Tissues.
Yeah. So if you're sitting next to me, I'll be more than happy to help.
Yeah. That's why you should go to the bathroom with a friend. So that if they're out washing their hands, you can yell out of the stall and say, I don't have any toilet paper. And then they can say, ha ha ha, sucks to be you.
Oh, that's an old joke.
Yes. So what's, I love these words. This is great.
Well, I like this kind of one. Rafficiamento. R-I-F-A-C-I-M-E-N-T-O. And I looked up the way to spell it, or pronounce it. Rafficiamento.
It sounds Italian. You
it
said
does,
it
doesn't
at the
it?
Time. Refreshamento. 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 Do you have a sentence?
James Joyce's 1922 novel, Ulysses, is a what did I say?
Rifacimento.
Mm-hmm. Of the Odyssey, set among the regular people of Dunblane.
Rifacimento. So it's an Italian word, so I have no idea. Maybe, let me guess, the read the sentence again.
James Joyce's 1922 novel, Ulysses, is a rifacimento of the Odyssey set among the regular people of Dublin.
I don't even have a guess.
A literary work or musical composition recast to adapt it to a change in the circumstances of the time. That means modernize it.
Modernize it. Rifacimento. It's a nice word, but
I would never use it.
Rifacimento.
I see these words and I say,
Rifacimento. So if I ever need to say that, whatever the definition was, I'll just say rifacimento to somebody.
And they'll look at you like...
They'll be impressed. They'll think I know something.
I gotta get better here.
And then if you say it and they look at you puzzling, you say, you don't understand that?
Oh, I would... No. That's rude. That's crude.
Seriously? I use this word all the time. Haven't you heard this word a million times?
Oh, I would leave you.
Snooping.
Snooping. That's a biggie.
Refrain from peeking in cabinets and cupboards. Now, what do you do, though, if you're looking for the tea paper or the air freshener?
I would ask somebody first.
You would say, excuse me, I'm in the bathroom and I need air freshener. This is so embarrassing.
Look in the purse and see if you got any perfume.
Oh, yes. I know somebody who carries that kind of stuff in her purse.
Most of us do.
I don't. I only carry a cell phone. I don't carry a purse any longer.
Oh, I wish I could get away with that.
Yeah. It happened during COVID. I would only go to the grocery store with my phone, and my credit cards are in a little, in a case. Never use the pocketbook anymore. Weird.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay, so it says, refrain from peeking in cabinets and cupboards. Of course, it's natural to be a little curious.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this exact behavior in countless movies. But resist the urge to look inside the medicine cabinet in the bathroom.
But if nobody's around to see you do it.
Beware that some hosts, get this.
What?
Oh, gosh, I've never heard of this.
What?
Put glass marbles in their medicine cabinets to catch snoopers.
Oh, my God.
In the act, the marbles will fall out of the cabinet and ping around the bathroom and make a lot of noise for your host and all the other guests to hear because you opened it.
You could do that all over your house.
You could. Oh, my gosh.
Just think. Or attach a bell to one of the doors or something.
I have never heard of that.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness. That's interesting.
My next word is lissome.
L-I-S-S-O-M-E. The song. Sentence?
I don't really have a sentence for that one.
Hint?
Think of a dancer.
Lisson. Is it Lisson or Lisson?
I would say Lisson.
M. Oh, Lisson. Okay. Think of a dancer. So
Lisson.
It might be a twirl.
Thin, supple, and graceful.
Oh. Thin, supple, and graceful. Thin, supple, and graceful.
Because an antonym for that would be stiff.
Stiff?
Yeah.
S-T-I-F-F?
Yep. That's the antonym.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Of a person or their body.
Thin.
Listen.
I would like to have been described like that.
Yeah.
Graceful. I'm not graceful.
No, and I have finally accepted... That I'm not great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel much more comfortable.
Accepting the fact that you're not graceful.
Right.
It's okay.
Most of us are.
Yeah, some people are and some people aren't. And I'm not. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, yes, I want to hear another word.
Oh. Impresario.
Oh, this
I just like saying that.
Say it well.
Impresario.
You say it very well.
Thank you.
And I think it means impressive.
No.
Ah. Then it's a cheese. It's an Italian cheese.
It's a person who organizes and often finances concerts, plays, or operas.
Impresario. Oh, that sounds good.
It's like the impresario owned the theater and cast the plays.
Impresario. I think I've heard that word before.
Impresario.
I don't know why. Maybe in a movie or something. You know.
Could be.
I watched A Christmas Carol.
Already?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Do you know how many Christmas movies? Of course, now you know we are recording at Christmas time in the year 2004. So.
No.
It's 2004.
No.
It's 2004.
No.
Oh, it's not 2004. What year is it? Oh.
I think we need a break.
Okay.
Oh, yes. 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass, now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? Have no fear, because we have podcasts. Type in WTBRFM.com/podcast on your favorite browser and search for your favorite show. It's that simple.
It's a revolution!
Yeah, baby, yeah!
89.7 WTBRFM, Pittsfield.
We celebrated during the break, but I straightened her out, so she's back with us.
Oh, okay. So fast forward to 2024. Oh my gosh! So let's just rewind. So it is Christmas time in 2024.
Okay,
2024. And I watched a whole bunch of Christmas movies already. Are you kidding me?
That's why you went back in time.
Oh, my gosh. We did It's a Wonderful Life at our church, and it was so much fun. We did trivia and everything. The fun part was nobody knew the answers to the trivia, but I told them, wait until the end of the movie. You can change your answers. They had to answer the questions, multiple choice.
Uh-huh.
And it was so fun watching everybody as they're watching the movie, and then all of a sudden a head would go down and you'd see somebody with a pen changing their answer. So cool.
Those are fun.
And they were paying attention. And even one of the kids that was there, he really liked it. He said he didn't think that he would like it.
Because it's new to him.
Yeah. And then another guy in his 30s, he said, oh, when I saw it from the beginning, I thought, oh, brother, when they were sliding, I thought, oh, this is going to be a really old movie. And he said, but I liked it as we got through it more and more. I really liked it.
There's a movie for everybody.
Yes. And we watched it in color.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. I know you're going to go home and watch it, right?
No.
Have you ever seen it?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to make short of your happiness.
Okay. No, don't, because that movie makes me so happy.
Well, there you go. That's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Trade last.
Oh, you have to do the questions.
I do? Before I do that?
Yeah, we have to do your questions. Where are they? Let's see. Give us a moment.
All planets.
Give us all planets.
In our solar system.
Yes.
Orbit the sun in a circular path. That's number one. Number two, the footprints of a koala are virtually indistinguishable from those of a human.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, a male kangaroo is called a boomer.
You don't sound like you're enjoying this at all. Okay, one of those is
false.
And we will give you the answer at the end of our show.
At the end.
Okay, give us another word.
Trade last.
T-R-A.
It's a hyphenated word.
Trade.
Hyphen last.
Trade last.
Mm-hmm.
That could be real easy.
The sentence is, as a trade last, I'll tell you who thinks you're pretty if you say who thinks I'm handsome.
Oh, well, they're trading. It's manipulative trading of compliments.
Compliment from a third person that is relayed to the person complimented in exchange for a similarly relayed compliment.
So it is manipulative.
Yes,
it's manipulated.
Yes, it's almost like gaslighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
I do.
Oh man, and I hate triangulating. I learned about triangulating maybe only 10 years ago.
Tell me about it.
Oh, man. It's when I say to you, hey, Bev, ask Patty if she wants to go have lunch next Tuesday and then get back to me. Well, why don't I just ask Patty?
How about that?
Uh-huh.
Because does that mean you're inviting me or you just want me to be the messenger?
No, you can be invited as well. But it's instead of me saying to Patty, hey, you want to go to lunch? Hey, Bev, you want to go to lunch? I'm saying to Bev, call Patty and ask Patty if she wants to go out to lunch with us. And your thought would be, why don't you call
I've
Patty?
I've done that to you.
Well, that's because she's my sister. Okay, let's do another one. Hey. Do you get the idea?
I kind of do.
It's triangulation. It would be like me saying to you, hey, I want you to go to... I'm trying to do this right. It's like me saying to Mark, hey, Mark, call our grandson Mitchell and tell him I want to have lunch with him next Thursday. Well, I can call Mitchell and tell him I want to have lunch next Thursday.
You have a thing for the phone, don't you?
Well, yes. or text. You can text.
But that's a phone, too.
Yeah, that's a phone, too. Well, yeah. Oh, God. Just kill me now. Kill me now. Okay. So I was kind of close.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, gosh. I'm so glad I have waterproof mascara. I'm so thankful for it. Bringing an invited plus one guest.
Big problem.
Uninvited. I'm sorry. Uninvited.
Mm-hmm.
Never show up with an unexpected plus one.
Especially if you're going out to lunch or something.
Uh-huh. Sure. You might know the host loves hanging out with your cousin, or you think everyone will enjoy meeting the new guy you're seeing, but that doesn't mean you can extend an invitation without getting a go-ahead. Unless you were explicitly told that you may bring a plus one
right,
or a plus five.
Right.
Always ask before bringing anyone else into someone's home. Even if it's a casual gathering, shoot the host a quick text to make sure.
Yes, by all means, please do.
Yeah, I've had that happen in my home.
That's awful.
And as much as that is so uncomfortable, of course, I'm not embarrassed the person, but it's a real nagging feeling.
Well, I think the person should be embarrassed because they should know as well that they're not really part of the invitation.
Well, what if the person who brought the person made it seem like it was okay for the person to be invited because they spoke
then they
to the person
be mad
having
at
the
person
party
that brought them.
And the person having the party.
I sense a triangle.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay.
Text them.
Good, good.
Yeah. What if they only have, you know, four Cornish game hens and you bring two people? You know how small those little chickens are?
No, actually, I don't.
The Cornish game hens are little tiny things. You can't share one.
Okay.
I know you don't like them. I haven't had one in about
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Years,
I just wouldn't.
It could have been. It could be a vegetable pie. What if the vegetable pie only had five slices? She's ready to leave.
What is the meaning of the word anneal?
Anneal.
A-N-N-E-A-L. And I don't really have a sentence.
Anneal. 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 Now I don't have a guess.
Heat.
Heat?
Metal or glass and allow it to cool slowly in order to remove internal stresses and make it easier to work. Because they wanted you really to know what was the antonym for anneal, and you would have said?
Cold.
Freeze.
Freeze.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh.
But
heat.
I like the word.
Anneal? I think it would make a pretty first name.
Yeah.
What's your name? My name is Anneal.
And I'll melt you.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's scary. Yeah. My name is Anneal Rigatta Mozzarella. I'm Italian.
Say that three times fast.
My name is Anneal Rigatta Mozzarella. All right. Waiting. Oh, don't wait to share your dietary restrictions.
I did that one time. Oh, my God.
What happened?
Oh, it was horrible.
I was going to visit my in-laws and family in Texas, and we had already planned it way ahead of time, rode on the plane and all that kind of stuff, and we got there, and after the first meal, I said, I'm a vegetarian, and she said, nice of you to let me know.
Oh, she was mad?
She was a little upset.
Oh.
And then I realized that was something I really should have checked about.
Yeah. Well, that's what it says. If you have been invited for a meal, any dietary restrictions should be shared well in advance, not when you sit down at the table. Don't just expect the meal to be vegan friendly or not contain any of your allergens. Tell the host as soon as possible about any limitations you may have and stick to actual limitations, not preferences.
And she gave me a lot of beans.
Did she?
Yeah.
A lot. That was it? All you had beans was
beans? Beans and salads. And
beans and salads.
They are a big meat group, and I didn't know that.
Oh, gosh.
And I apologized profusely,
well,
but it was
sure
still...
Well, I'm sure they forgave you, or was there still an angst?
No, it's fine now.
Oh, good. That was what, 50 years ago?
No, it was really only, no, it was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You'd think I'd know by this age.
So she had meat, but she didn't have vegetables and stuff?
She...
Broccoli?
She,
asparagus?
Ugh.
What?
I can eat broccoli.
Why?
Because it gives me gas.
Well, you had beans. You had beans.
I got Beano.
You can put Beano on broccoli.
I don't like the taste.
Of the Beano?
No, of the broccoli.
So let's get right down to this. Let's lay down on a... You go lay down on that couch right there. You just don't like broccoli.
No, I don't. I hate it.
Okay.
I can see where Bush was coming from.
So you tried to make it seem, but you really just don't like broccoli. So I have to tell you, that's a preference.
And I wouldn't be able to go by that. I know. If she put it on the table, I'd have to eat it and burp away.
Do you know, you could put cheese all over it. That's what we used to do when I was younger in
that,
my 20s.
That might work. That'd be,
I would melt a slice of American cheese right on top of
not
it.
Not American cheese. That's
I know.
Yucky.
That's what I did, though. It's easy. I did it in the microwave. You should love me for that.
It's got to be Swiss or provolone.
Okay. I like Swiss and provolone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know that the sandwich place down does no longer use Swiss cheese.
What sandwich place?
The where you go for the, like.
Oh, Subway?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's got holes in it.
So don't we all.
I wonder why they don't use Swiss.
I haven't been there in a while, so maybe they have it back now. But for a while there, it was, no.
Maybe there was some kind of a recall.
That could be.
Yeah, could be. All right. Where were we? You have a word.
I don't know. Boswell.
Boswell. That was the name of an actor in a movie. That was the name of Boswell.
That was an author, too. Boswell. W-E-L-L-L.
W-E-L... Three L's?
Two L's. I skipped.
Boswell. Is it a capital B or a
would say
a lowercase
capital.
B. It's a capital B, you
I
think?
Would say capital.
All right. That's important. Do you have
a sentence? Yes. Prince found his Boswell in his longtime photographer and eventual biographer.
And that's a capital B?
Uh-huh.
Found his Boswell, his lead character.
A person who accompanies another and records their life.
As a Boswell?
Yeah.
I wish that I had someone with me all my life recording everything.
Why don't you just write it down?
It's a lot to write. It'd be better if it was just filmed. No, not all my life. Not that I'm thinking about it. No. There's some things that my Boswell would have to stay far, far away in my past. We'll cross Boswell right out. I'm going to just forget about Boswell. Feeding the dog. Don't feed the dog.
Or the cat.
Or the cat. Or the gerbil.
Or the hamster.
Or the bird. Or the fish. Don't feed them. Regarding dietary restrictions, it's important to remember that the host pets may have some, so don't share your food. Don't share your food with the dog under the table.
If
unless
you ask your host first. Okay.
The dog may have an allergy or be on a special diet or just trained not to eat food from the table while the family's eating dinner.
And your host would not like you training this dog to become a beggar.
I know. Now, the dog ever gets thrown out of the house because of bad behavior, he might get a benefit from learning how to be a beggar.
Because you will have to adopt the dog.
That's right.
Okay.
Word.
Who would give the best stem winder?
STEMWINDER. Stem winder.
Binder.
Stem binder?
No, you're right. Stem winder.
Stem winder. So that could have something to do with snakes, or it could have something to do with a drink. Do I have to pick?
It's neither one of those.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Let's see. No.
Okay.
It's who would give the best stem winder? It would be a football coach. It's kind of like this rousing, supportive speech, this like that.
Like an encouraging in the locker room.
Yeah.
Pump them up. Why would they
get
have
them
that
going.
Stem winder?
I don't know.
I wonder if that has to do with things like the Jack in the Box. You turn the crank. That's the stem. You turn the stem. You get them all riled up. And then all of a sudden, boom, he pops out and he's all strong and tough.
You may have something there.
Well, I don't know that a Jack in the Box is strong and tough, but
it's kind of scary, too.
Well,
it can. Little kids don't like them.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Disrespecting shoe rules. Do not disrespect the shoe rules.
If they say, take your shoes off, take them off.
Yeah.
Even with the hole in the sock.
Mm-hmm. Many people. This turns some people off.
It does me.
Listen to what your host prefers. It's understandable why many people prefer not to track the dirt and germs of the outside world into their homes when possible. Be prepared to remove your shoes if asked.
Bring along a pair of slippers.
It's the next line.
Oh!
Throw a pair of socks or slippers in your bag. If you don't like being barefoot and you think you might be heading to a no-shoe household, mm-hmm. we do that. We throw slippers in the car, or if I know I have socks on, because I always take off my shoes.
It's I just for know people who are incredulously clean.
Well, that's kind of me. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think about stuff I step on, especially when I was riding horses and I was in the barn and everything. And then,
Oh, yeah.
People spit on the sidewalks
porch.
And. You know, you don't know what's.
Okay,
so, yeah.
Okay, I got it.
So, I actually have slippers, you know, heavy socks for anybody who comes and they want them. And
that's nice of you.
You can wear these fluffy socks.
There you go. Yeah. Devil's Advocate. Do you know where that came from?
Devil's Advocate. So, I think that means that you are like the devil.
The term,
supporting the devil?
The term devil's advocate stems from a position in the Catholic Church known as the promoter of the faith, promoter fidei. This role emerged in the early 16th century during Pope Leo X's reign and was formalized in 1587 by Pope Sixtus V. Whenever an important individual was nominated for beatification or canonization, parts of the process for granting sainthood, the promoter fidei was responsible to bringing any wrongdoings or sins to the light.
Oh, I see. I didn't get it until the end. Devils.
So it's a very, very Catholic thing. Devils. That's how it started.
So if you're an advocate of something, if you're an advocate, doesn't that mean that you're...
It means that you're going to tell all the bad things that this person did so that other people can decide whether or not he should be pope.
Okay,
or
got
saint.
It. Got it. Got it. Got it. Didn't know that. Okay. Interfering with the setup.
What does that mean?
Now, you go to somebody's house for a party or you go to a wedding.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are place cards on the tables that say where you're going to sit.
Oh, don't move them.
Don't switch place cards at the dinner table. People put time and effort into hosting events like dinner parties, so respect what they put together and don't try to interfere to make changes.
Please don't put Aunt Lulu by Aunt Bertha.
I know. It's very difficult. We just had a class reunion, and... they did assign people at tables. A lot of people changed them. And it was because they knew people that they wanted to sit with that they knew in high school.
Yeah.
And the people that assigned the tables did not know the relationships. So something like that, you kind of want people to be able to sit near who they want to.
Otherwise, they're not going to have a good
talk
time.
To. Yeah, true.
So all these... true or false?
Oh, I have one more.
Go ahead.
Showing up empty-handed as a guest, you should arrive with a small gift for the host. However, there's no need to be extravagant or overthink it. Pick up a nice bottle of wine or a little bouquet of flowers or something that you have from your home that you want to re-gift that you got 5 years ago and bring it.
That's good, but it's so hard. I have a friend who just can't stand cut flowers.
Okay.
Or plants.
Okay.
Because I would do that. I have about 40 plants in my house, and I would have just brought
a plant.
Yeah.
What you do is you bring the plant, and whatever she does with it is her business, right?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
And if she doesn't like cut flowers, pull them out of the ground by the roots. Don't cut them. Just hand them to her with the roots.
I never thought of that.
Why doesn't she like cut flowers?
Because they die.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I don't care if they die. I'm sorry.
They're going to.
Well, they're, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All planets in our solar system orbit the sun in a circular path. Fingerprints of a koala are virtually indistinguishable from humans. And a male kangaroo is called a boomer.
So I think number two, the fingerprints, but I have a feeling it's number one because I'm just not remembering something right.
You think the fingerprints of a koala do not
correct
look like the humans? Well,
correct.
You'd be wrong.
It's the planet thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I couldn't get through that. I couldn't
and
picture
I need
it.
You to help me with this one because it says, the answer is false. The orbits are elliptical.
Oh, it's not round. What's the question again?
All planets in our solar system orbit the sun in a circular path. It's not
circular.
A circular path. It's an
it's not,
elliptical
It is
path.
Elliptical. I knew that one.
What
I
does that
it.
Mean? What does that mean?
It's like that.
Oh,
it's,
like
it's
an
more,
oval?
Almost like an oval. It's elliptical. Yeah, it's not a perfect circle. It goes...
Oh, sideways. Okay,
see
all
how
right.
It goes?
That makes sense. Thank you.
Do you feel like you're being hypnotized right now?
I am
going
getting
around
dizzy.
And around.
I'm getting nauseous.
Hey, that was a great show.
That was
I
a
enjoyed
very
it.
Good show. Yeah.
I don't care if anybody else did. No, that's not true. You know that's not true. We thank you for listening. This is Lynn and Bev. We are
Stuff.
Email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.